This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook has had its ups and its downs since it went public just short of a year ago. Today, not for the first time, it announced some changes to try to fix those downs. It's adjusting what it calls its news feed to make users happier and, not coincidentally, maybe makes more money. Marketplace's Queena Kim was at Facebook headquarters today for that announcement. Hey, Queena.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right, but why is Facebook doing this? What's the deal?
Well, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that, you know, in one way that they're just reflecting the way we use technology. So when the news feeds first started, it was mostly text. But today, 50% of the posts are photos. So what we're going to be seeing is the center column is going to be way blown out and the photos are going to take up about 2/3 of the page. So that's sort of one of the things, just to reflect the way technology is being used right now.
All right, so it's going to look different, but show me the money here for a second, would you? What's this going to mean for advertisers and for the way Facebook makes money?
Well, one thing is with the photos is that it's a lot more stickiness. People like to look at it. They're going to stay on it longer, and advertisers always like that. Mm. The other thing that Zuckerberg was mentioning was that he wants the news feed to be like a personalized newspaper. But right now, all we have is one section, right? So if we're going to keep that analogy going, the more sections you have, the more ad inventory you have to sell.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I go on Facebook and I start seeing ads for, you know, Justin Timberlake or whatever, not that that's going to show up in my feed, when all I want to do is find out what my college roommate was doing, I'm not sticking around for a long time.
Well, Kai, they've anticipated that question. And if you want, you can filter all that stuff out. And you can, I think there's a filter where you can just see what your friends are doing. So they've got you there.
All right. One more thing, just to be a little provocative here, because Facebook is Facebook after all. Does this not smack just the tiniest bit of desperation, this constant noodling these guys are doing to try to figure out the mobile space, the ad revenue thing, and all of the other problems Facebook's been having?
I don't know. I sort of feel like Facebook loses in both ways. Like if they don't noodle, everybody's sort of like, well, what are they doing about mobile? Why aren't they changing? And then if they do, people are sort of saying like, well, they're only doing this because there's been studies out showing that people are taking a vacation from Facebook or, you know, kids aren't into it. And I think what's really missing, because this is such a new space, is that not a lot of context. Like, what does it really mean that people are taking a vacation if they come back? What does it mean that if kids are getting bored with Facebook, if the 18 to 35-year-olds, sort of the prime demographic for advertisers, are still using it. So I feel like a lot of those reports are a little overblown.
All right. We shall see. Queena Kim, she was at Facebook this morning for the big news. Queena, thanks a bunch.
Great. Thank you.